today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, I just got back from Hawaii. And I must say it was very romantic. Then it occurred to me, do you have to go to Hawaii for romance? No. There's romance here in Las Vegas. So on today's show, it's all about date night in Las Vegas. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast where love is in the air.
Tomahawk say no.
Let's get started.
Nice.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does.
Pick it up, baby.
Oh, thank God.
Don't talk!
But look at your phone.
It doesn't say don't talk.
Quack. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, Brother Scotty.
Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hello again, everybody.
Welcome, everybody, to... Really?
There's an incoming call in the studio. This is high-tech video
podcast. That was somebody calling in. Hey, am I the first caller? No, you're not the first
No, we're looking
caller.
For caller number 74. Please call
sorry.
Back.
Hey, this is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. And hey, let me be the first. And I've been gone for a while. I've missed you. Let me just say that right now. But let me be first to congratulate you because you're watching the longest-running podcast that's about Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And by the way, it's hosted by a couple local guys. Let's call it these two fellas who've lived here for a combined total of 30,000 years. And that means that we're not going to only cover what it's like to live here. Oh, sure. But we're going to tell you about our adventures. We're adventurous people.
Absolutely.
We go to the Strip. We go to Fremont Street. We're downtown. We also hang out in other groovy places in the valley. Wait, did you say groovy? That's right. Because watch this. If you're a tourist, you're a fan of Las Vegas, I'm going to give you a secret handshake to all things that are cool and groovy. You will be the coolest people in any group that you hang out. By the way, we do this show Tuesdays, every Tuesdays, except for when I'm on vacation. Every Tuesdays.
I don't get vacations.
You do actually get vacations.
I do.
Every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join us, won't you? Join the live chat. The best and nicest and most beautifulest people, which is a word, I looked it up, are in the live chat. They're part of it. They're our community. I bring them to my bosom.
I was going to say, what are you doing there?
That's gesture. What I do. I bring them to your bosom. Now, you may be asking yourself, who's that guy? Hey, hi there. I'm Scott Whitney. I am the host. I also run the Vegas Video Network. Hell, I'm an online broadcaster since way back when.
Since before Al Gore invented the internet.
Right. Al and I actually go way back. He and I came up with the idea. You know, Al, I think what we should do is create some way where people can talk to each other online. Al's like, okay.
Now you probably said, Al, I got this show that I've been doing for a while.
Al's like,
can you put it on the internet for me?
Would you mind if I take credit? I'm like, not. Al, do it, baby. I hope you win. Not really. Now get away. But wait a minute. It's not just about me or Al. No. I have a friend. I have a friend.
I've got a friend indeed.
Finally, some people say, I don't think Scott has a friend. Bullshit! I have a friend. He's my co-host. Now, some people call him RQS. For real, drinky, no. Some people call him Drinky Pants. RQS is real quick stories. Don't push me with these questions. He's the managing partner and god of all gods of KSHP Radio. Our friends know him as Brett Grant.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Great to be back. You know, I knocked on the door last week. I thought you were told me you were going to leave the key under the mat.
I said.
I mean, I got the combo to get into the place.
Yes,
I got everything set up.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to, I just kind of laid out on a raft. It was a nice afternoon, late evening, smoked a cigar.
That explains why we got the call from security.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, there's somebody in the pool. What's he look like? Yeah. Kind of a mean-spirited guy. Bitches a lot about on Facebook. Oh, that's Brett. Fuck, he's safe. Let him swim around. He means you no harm. Yeah,
I thought you were going to leave the key under the toad out there. I couldn't find it.
Right. So over and under.
Let's go with 84.
84? Just straight 84.
Straight up 84. We got
no
a chance
hook.
To push. No hooky.
Nice.
No hook.
We have to say hello to some new people in the live chat.
Awesome.
This is some exciting
Always
stuff.
Awesome.
First of all, Unconformity. Jan is her name or his name? We don't know.
Oh, it's ambiguity.
It is Mr. or Mrs. Ambiguity. Where's Jan from? Wouldn't tell us.
No kidding.
Clearly a spy. How did he find us or she find us? Don't know.
CIA.
We don't know. We believe
I've been watching a lot of Homeland.
A lot of, really? So we've got, the good news is you're watching the same show as the CIA.
There you go.
Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Also joining us for the first time, Chicago Snowman 8. There are 7 snowmen before him.
Daffy and Goopy and
right.
Doc.
Sexy and hot. And okay,
yeah, exactly.
No, that's wrong. That's a wrong show. He's from Northwest Chicago, Jefferson Park, as
there
the kids
go.
Say.
Yeah,
and
nice
he discovered
little neighborhood.
Us.
Yep, yep.
He discovered us on the iTunes. And we also got KB Pitt. That's also, that's Mr. Pitt, of course. We don't want to, we got to kind of give him away. But we got.
You know, Brad Pitt is from not very far away from Mr. Pitt.
KB, B, so that's. Killing Brad Pitt.
Oh,
that's what
it
he
could be. Actually,
you probably don't know that, but Brad calls himself. I'm killing Brad.
He's killing Brad.
KB.
Yeah,
I'm killing
Brad's
Pitt.
From Missouri.
I'm hanging out with Angelina.
Yeah,
that's what. So we've got Brad Pitt on there. Thanks, Brad.
There you go.
And now Brad is from Kansas City. He's a mitt. Now, how did he discover us? Pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
Nice.
So Midwest chick who is also in our live chat occasionally. One morning she woke up and leaned across and said. Would you like breakfast? Mr. Pitt said, yeah, of course. And, she said, well, I'm making your eggs. I got something for you. He's like, yeah, now we're talking. And he's like, would you like to watch two old white guys talk about Vegas?
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They'll keep you company while I'm making your breakfast.
and that's why KB Pitt is here. So God bless KB Pitt. God bless Midwest chick. God bless America. Yes.
Well, I think it's worth noting that a couple people in the live chat, our good friend Pops, has the redneck setup, as he said. He's watching the show on his big screen TV with surround sound.
Yes.
With a computer, live chatting all at the same time. Watching us on the big screen. Jump out at us.
I get a lot of big screen.
That's nice.
I look
Danny's
great.
Been out of house shopping, she says here. So congratulations there, Danny. Any luck, Danny?
Yep, let's hope so.
Any luck?
Danny doesn't need luck. She's a goddamn
Scott has already had a spasm. She just asked.
I think she's saying that this looks like a spasm.
It might be.
And I am offended by that description of this move. Because this move, you do it.
I could no.
That's right, because it takes fucking talent. Feels like it does. All right,
it takes some jumper cables to the testicles is what it takes.
Let's get back into it. All right, enough. Here we go. So date night in Las Vegas. So I was in the Hawaii last week, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But man, romance is in the air, baby. And I'm
it
like,
is.
Wait a minute, there's romance here in Vegas.
Sure.
And I don't mean porn, and I don't mean strippers. I don't mean going to Sapphires. Although I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying I don't mean it. By the way, if you're Sapphires and you like to sponsor the show, then I mean it. But here's the deal. Let's create a romantic environment. So what I'm going to do for you guys today is I'm going to create both a cost-conscious romantic environment for you and spending is caring romantic. Money is no object. We're going to do both.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because I'm a man of the people.
Sure.
I'm going to give it to both people. Sometimes I want to be a spendthrift. Whew. Good word there.
Yeah, good one.
And sometimes I want to be spend crazy.
All right.
Just depends on how I feel.
So sometimes you'll be a cheap bastard.
Or.
And sometimes you want to be Daddy Warbucks. I got you.
Yes.
Okay.
Fascinating
Fair
that
enough.
You said that. I have those tattoos on my ass cheeks.
Cheap ass.
Cheap Bastard and Daddy. I need to do this show more often, quite frankly. I feel like it's a little bit, you know, kind of.
Well, you know, to do the show once every 14 days doesn't really help.
It's you gotta do it every week. You gotta get that load out.
See, okay. I'm able to jump right back on the horse. No problem for me.
Well, you're a professional.
Yeah, it took you about 15 minutes to turn off the microphone before I had to ask your question.
Hush, little baby. I will have no more of your anger. Okay, so let's start with, how are we going to get where we're going? You are not driving on this date. Nay.
Por qué?
No, why?
Why not?
Because you are going to spend your time focusing on your significant other.
Are you kidding? Some of the best moves you can make happen while you're driving.
No. Oh, sure. Some of the best moves she can make are while driving. Well. But this is about you.
Don't you know the
oh my God, this is
old man Costanza? Stop short. Stop short.
Okay. Let's just go with the premise that you are not going to drive. Maybe you're going to have a little something to drink. Let's go with that.
Okay.
And you want to be safe. You love your significant other, right. Male, female, I don't care. So let's go cost conscious first. Clearly we've got two alternatives. Three. Do you have a friend?
We got four then, if that's the case.
What's the fourth?
Well, the two you're going to mention, yes? And the one that's the competitor of them.
Who doesn't like them. Taxis?
Yes, there you go.
No.
Exactly.
They're not. They don't get to play. So we have Uber.
Right.
And we have Lyft. They are both here. Now, I will, you know, I've been talking about Uber the last few shows.
16,000 shows in a row.
But let me just say something about Uber. I'm going to give Lyft an opportunity as well. Uber has done some things from a corporate level that are pretty shitty, quite frankly. And so, so the CEO has said and done some pretty rough things to reporters. They're not treating their people really well at times. So there's actually been a lot of heat about them. They're being sued all over the place with that. They actually may not be able to do what they're doing from you're all 1099s. They may not get away with that.
Oh, okay.
So, but they've done some kind of crappy things. They actually called and make Lyft appointments that were fake. So that kind of shit.
Well, that's
So it's a little crappy.
That makes me want to delete their app immediately.
Kind of not good. So
unless of course they sponsor the show,
right? And then you know, like
which I feel like they should be doing with as much publicity as you talk
right?
about.
Right? No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm a giver. So Lyft or Uber, you have somebody pick you up, and then you're good to go. Wait a minute, you've got some money. Attaboy. Presidential limousine. These guys are the only folks that provide a rose to the gal when she walks in. She immediately gets in, and you get a rose. Woman gets a rose. You want champagne? There. Rose? There. Nice cars. In my experience, I've used them probably three or four times. Good drivers. Presidential limousine is the way to go. All right, so now you're driving. You're off. You're ready to go. Let's go grab a drink first. Wanna?
Oh, sure.
Attaboy. Yeah. Let's try to keep the cost down. Let's go to the Fireside Lounge in Peppermint.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's a little nostalgic. Man.
That's right. So it's a little old school Las Vegas. It's darker than your darkest dreams.
Well, that's because you don't want to be looking at the velvet that you're sitting on.
Nothing wrong with that. By the way, that's a good
what
interesting
point. What kind
boy.
Of stain that, is that?
Wait a minute.
Marge?
Here's why you know you're safe. And that's a good question. You might be like, well, it's so dark. They must be hiding something. There are black lights all through that place. Black lights show... Let's call it protein.
Fluids.
Fluids. So if that place was as bad as it could be, well, hell, you'd know. What? Oh, that's not what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have an industrial strength cleaner hanging out at that place. By the way, sit in the back wall, away from all the people. It's dark, but you still can look at the little fire with the water around it. But you're still by yourself. You're kind of, hey, baby, can I get you a rum and coke? By the way, do that. Because that.
Ooh. They like that.
Nicely done. Okay, attaboy. Yeah. Wait a minute. I've got unlimited spending. All right. We're not going to Fireside. Get back in that car. We're going to go to the Cosmo. We're going to go to Chandelier Bar, but not first floor. Mix it up a little bit. Go to the second floor. Sometimes it's called floor and a half. Different drinks. You got to be hip to know that you got to go there. Go there. Wait a minute. Cool. Stay at City Center, Mandarin Oriental. I think it's on the 23rd floor. Very fancy. Beautiful view of all of the strip. Now you've got the evening rocking.
I'd go to Mix at the top 64th floor at Mandalay Bay.
Can't disagree with
that. Spectacular view. Cool place.
Yep.
They actually have now if you want to have dessert before dinner.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just going to throw it out there at Mix.
Oh.
Because they have a, it's like a Snickers bar dessert thing, which is fantabulous.
Did you know I once owned a 1 pound Snickers bar?
Did you?
Yeah.
And now it's like a quarter pound.
No, I fucking ate that thing. I think it was gotten awake. Right. Yeah. You don't keep this figure by not eating the 1 pound but Snickers bar.
They have a great outdoor patio, which is beautiful. Watch the sunset. If it's already dark, then obviously you got the glitz and glimmer.
Perfect.
That is Las Vegas.
Right. So there you go. So you got views. You're,
there's
you're
lots
feeling
of options.
Good. So you've had your fancy drink. By the way, there's a drink at the Cosmo. I just forgot the name. Alan turned me on to it. And basically, it's a drink. It's off the menu. You have to kind of ask for it. But if you drink it and you eat this flower, it actually makes your mouth numb, which is fascinating.
Oh, wow.
Or actually, it makes it numb, and then it basically takes all of the taste that you feel and exaggerates it.
Wow.
It's like you're on acid.
Well, that's not good.
Well, it could be.
It could be.
Depends on when I was with Alan, it was outstanding. But Alan and I have a very secret relationship that we don't talk about. Oh, verbena. Verbena. That's it. Okay, yeah. So now we've had our drink. Let's go ahead and get something to eat. Let's go cost conscious first. We're going cost conscious, but we're not going crappy. We still want to be romantic. Oh, can we go to, I don't know, PBR bar? No, what are you talking about? We're romantic for the love of God.
Okay, obviously you have one item here.
Yeah,
let me do my... Talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to take you to, this is a place that mostly locals know. People who are tourists don't know it, but this is a great secret. It's called Barrymore's at Royal Resort, which is over on Convention Center Drive. Now, you pull up to Royal Resort and you go,
right.
Not feeling it, which is because it's not feeling it looking. But allow yourself to get on in there. And you're going to make a hard left and you'll see Barrymore's. And it's amazing. This place is amazing. And the reason why they're on the cost conscious is because all the entries are less than $35.
Okay.
Many entries are entrees that we're going to be talking about are 50 and above.
Right.
But these guys are 35 and below. Great restaurant. They've got 50 wines for under $50 bottles, which is unbelievable.
Nice, nice.
So, and it's a classy place. These guys who are the waiters are waiters. They're not people who are actors who are doing waiting kind of stuff. It's good. Good chef, good food, good drinks. It's the inside scoop. You bring her there, and she'll be like, oh, you're kind of a pimp, aren't you? And you'll say,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of a pimp.
I'm a pimp.
I'll
give you one that's not necessarily near the strip. And when I think of romantic dining, I think Italian first.
Oh, yeah.
So then you got the, you got lots of varieties from fish and meats and seafoods to obviously pastas and things like that.
Do you have a cost conscious
entry? I do. And I think it fits very nicely. It's a very nice place. It's not going to bust your wallet. It's on Hualapai, just south of Desert Inn. It's called Mastroianni. It's right on the edge of Summerlin there. Mastroianni. It's a very nice place. Great food. Great drink selection. Nice wine as well.
Good.
It's a cool spot. It's like just a few blocks away from where I live.
There you go.
So I don't always think, just in us hosting the show before, you love to enjoy the Strip. You spend a lot of time of your leisure time on the Strip.
I do.
And I'm the opposite. Not that I don't like the Strip, I just don't like the big old crowds.
Sure.
So if we go out and do stuff, sure, we'll go see a show, we'll have dinner on the Strip and do that.
Right.
But I can accomplish a lot of these things on the west side of town.
For sure. And the reason why I'm picking who I'm picking is because we have a lot of people who don't live here who I want them to be able to take advantage of. So example, I really like Echo and Rig, which is a great restaurant. It can be a romantic place too, but it's in the Summerlin area. It's one of my favorite restaurants, as a matter of fact. So I would say
been there many times. There. Very nice.
Yeah, it's great. And Vintner Grill, super romantic place.
Right.
On Charleston in a weird location.
I was there 2 weeks ago with my wife for our anniversary.
But you didn't
that's
like
where
it.
We went. I had bad service then.
Yeah. I'm hearing that, so that's why I didn't really consider it because it's kind of slipping a little bit. All right, let's go ahead and spend some money. All right, so let's go downtown. Hugo's Cellars. Again, this is the romantic place. Same thing. All women get a rose when they walk in. Oh, greetings.
What I would like to have is a coal miner's hat with a flashlight.
It's It's dark.
So it's very dark.
Right. And sometimes that's what makes romance work.
You can't see your own dick when you go into the bathroom.
Look at that. So isn't dark. That sweet? Part of what makes romance work is not be, well, for many people, some people you can't see your own dick.
That's because you're hung like a light switch.
Or a chiclet. Okay. And I also, they do table side salad, which of course I consider to be one of the greatest measurements of a restaurant of all times. I'm also going to, I have several if you want to, you know, spend some money. Capital Grill, it's my favorite restaurant. Call ahead on Capital Grill. And by the way, they're on Open Table. So do an Open Table thing, and in the notes say, can you put some flowers on our table? They will do it, and it looks great. Same thing, great service, great waiters. By the way, there's a good bar there as well with a real bartender, which we've talked about before. And so Capital Grill is great. Also, the Eiffel Tower restaurant at Paris.
Yep, yep.
So it's French food, and some people are kind of turned off by French food. Don't be turned off.
Why would it's very romantic.
It is, uh-huh. But a lot of people are like, it's a little bit too, it's too snooty or whatever. It's not. It's actually just the opposite. These guys really want you to enjoy that, you know, the whole French cuisine thing. And Eiffel Tower is, it's a very romantic place.
We were going to go
place.
There for our anniversary, and I did not because they required a credit card before as I made my reservation. So I said, you know what?
You mentioned that.
I'm not going to do it then.
It's a great place. We did an anniversary
plans
there.
Plans changed once in a while.
Yeah, we did an anniversary there, dinner there once, and it was just lovely. And of course, mm-hmm. you've got a view of the Bellagio fountains as well. Top of the world. So, you know, this is we're such a weird place. The last time I talked about it on the show, I said don't go because it was a crappy time. By the way, let's stop in here, Brett Sink. Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
I'm on the
top of the world.
Looking down.
Down on creation.
Okay, good. Down. So the last time I was at Top of the World, it wasn't very good. I just was meeting up with somebody. I just talked to somebody. Oh, it was Scott Pritchard.
No, a good friend.
Scott's got a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he went.
They're all the same flavor.
I met her.
They're
yes,
all
they
the same
yes,
flavor.
They are. Met her this week. And he said that we went to Top of the World. I'm like, he's like, oh, it's great. It was super romantic. I'm like, did they get better again?
Like,
yeah, and that's
Roro-reggy.
That's why it's on there, because it said that. Then also, Bellagio's got several places. Le Cirque is a great restaurant, great service. Mm-hmm. And Picasso's is a great restaurant.
I got a couple
pricey as hell, man. By the way, you're going to spend here, but they're very nice. Yes, Brent?
Well, I would also add a couple of other ones. If you're looking for romantic and not super crowded, a small place, then you like French food. Then you go to Le Pamplemousse on Sahara, just on the east side of the strip at 400 East Sahara. It's a little French little cottage.
How do you know the address?
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, it's at 400. It's, I mean, it's kind of easy to remember 400. Yeah. it is. Because yeah. if you don't know the actual address there, because Vegas is set up at locations, you know, corner of the strip in Sahara, or I'm at Decatur and Charleston.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, this one's between the blocks. So there's really no, and it's the size of this room. It's a small, small place. So you blink and you will actually miss it. But if you like French food, Pamplemousse is fantastic. And the other one I would recommend down at the South Point, which is one of the best restaurants in Las Vegas,
South Point.
Is Michael's at the South Point. Michael Gaughan.
I've never been
Michael
there.
Gaughan's place. It was over at the Orleans when he owned the Orleans.
Really?
And then when he built the South Point, he moved it over there. And it's at the South Point. Wow. Very upscale, excellent place, great food.
Never ate there.
Michael's
okay, at the
South
that's good
Point.
To know. Yep. Excellent. Okay, now we are satiated. Oh, thank you, Brett, for such
hang on
good
a second.
Food.
Where's my dictionary?
Satiated. Look
where's
that
my
up.
Dictionary?
Look that up, bitch. All right, so now that we're satiated, I'm like, ooh, how about we go see us a show? Nice.
All right, fair
all right.
Enough. Let's go
let's
see a show.
Let's go cost effective. Let's not spend too much on our show. I'll give you two options. First one. Now it's time for a little sexy time.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go to Zumanity.
Ooh.
Now, when I went to see Zumanity, I thought, I'm going to go see Zumanity so I can make fun of it. Because that was before I read the Four Agreements. I wouldn't do that now. But I used to be a bad, bad man.
The Four Agreements.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Hmm.
Oh, we'll talk about that sometime.
Okay.
So basically, the first agreement is to speak with integrity. In other words, don't make fun of people.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Right, yeah, right. But I went and saw Zumanity. It's really inexpensive, especially if you're a local. But even if you're not, it's pretty cheap. And I'm like, this is pretty good. It's kind of sexy. It's kind of, well, should it flips? I love flips.
Yeah, you get the lesbian contortionist in a martini glass.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it was just,
Nothing wrong with that.
We're not here to review the show. I'm not saying it's not cost conscious. It can be fun.
It's fun as
it's
hell.
It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
Extremely weird.
Sometimes you got to get weird to be loving.
Yeah. I don't know if you got to be that kind of weird, but hey, whatever. Loving.
Come on, McLovin, loving weird. Okay. So you go do this humanity. Wait a minute. I'm a little opposed to flips. Okay. Fair enough. Fantasy.
Yeah, midgets and stuff.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah. Fantasy over at Luxor. This is like a topless show. Now, they used to have a gal there, Lorraine Perel, who was the MC, and she was fantastic. Great singer, super funny. She's not there anymore. She's actually in Mexico. She has a new show in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta or whatever that place is called.
Puerto Vallarta?
That place too. So, but it's a great, it's fun. It's got, you know, comedian there, gals, the MC's funny, sexy girls running around. It's a good time. By the way, if you want to get real sexy at Luxor, go see Carrot Top. No, don't do it. I was just kidding. All right.
Well, does it have to be a sexy show? Can that be...
Cost conscious. What do you got?
I'm just saying. I'm just asking a question. No, I necessarily have
the next two are not sexy.
No, and that first one's expensive. Really?
Can be.
Really.
So now let's spend some money. Arguably one of the classiest places, and you know, this is a great tip for tourists. Tourists don't usually go here, but if you can, if you're here long enough, you should go here. This is the Smith Center, which has the Broadway style plays, you know, some musical plays. Right. Like right now, the Book of Mormons is there.
My wife was there last week.
There you go.
Went to see the Book of Mormons.
Super nice. I mean, it's a gorgeous.
Oh, it's
gorgeous.
If you've been on Broadway you've been here, it's really spectacular.
It's right there.
Yeah.
It's there. And if not there, they also have a jazz club called Cabaret Jazz, which is a smaller place for, you know, musical kind of stuff.
Right.
Also super classy. Great location, great sound. There's not a missed step in any one of these, in either one of those two properties on the same location. So Smith Center Cabaret Jazz. Their websites have all the stuff. You don't have to be, you know, a Broadway series member to get into these shows. For example, as a matter of fact, Book of Mormons, they brought back, it was in the Broadway series last year, they brought it back because it was real popular.
Sure.
And so it's open to pretty much anybody who wants to buy a ticket.
Right.
So it's really such a nice location. And by the way, the bartenders, if you say, they'll ask you, would you like a double? And you say, just pour it like I'm your best friend. I will tell you, I use that line often, and it works very well. Now, you got to tip like you mean it.
Right.
You got to tip like you're best friends. But no. I just want you to pour it like we're best friends.
I like that idea.
Bling.
How about the good guy extra shot? There?
Yeah. Because, you know, yeah. I'm your buddy. Okay. All right. Or love, which makes sense.
Absolutely.
Dating.
I can't argue with that one.
Let's go see love. Love is in the air. And by the way, if you think Beatles music is a little creepy, it's because it is. But when you see love, it's not creepy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. You will come out of there being like a...
Very, very good. And we were talking about, you know, one you didn't mention, which was another one of the shows that I think is very, very good, a fun, entertaining show, great music, and that would be Jersey Boys. I mean, it's a nice show. It's expensive, and... It fits the bill there. Now at Paris is where they're performing.
Yep.
There's lots. Obviously, the one thing about I would suggest another suggestion would be not if you don't want to see a show. There are so many events and concerts and things like that. You have choices every weekend of music concerts to go see. Not necessarily super romantic things, but you can go see some great shows.
Oh obviously, yeah. Yeah. You want. So I mean, Scott, does it mean that what you've got on your list is the only things that you can do?
Of course.
Yes. Of course it is. We are in charge of the whole fucking city.
Yeah, your opinion is invalid.
That's right. And we don't mean that to be offensive. We're just being honest.
It's true.
It's not our fault. You people just don't know
what it. What makes you think this is a democracy?
Right. You're wrong. It's not.
Exactly.
No. This is just things that I'm thinking this is pretty cool. Okay. So now you've done all these things. You had your drink. You had dinner. You went to a show. And the evening is wrapped up. Get back
at you with the binger.
You get into your limo or you call your Uber driver. It's time to go home, right? No, you're not going home. Now it's time for you to close the deal, baby. What are you talking about, Scott? Well, there's three of these in Las Vegas. It's called the Love Store. And what does that mean? Well,
all you need's a glove.
All you need's some glove. And some Oral J. Okay. So what is it? So it is a place where you buy sexy play stuff. Yeah. And the reason why, there's a lot of those kind of places here in Las Vegas. But this is far and away the best place. It's brightly lit. I mean, it's not like a dark city kind of, come over here, give me a quarter, you can watch a movie. It's not one of those places. I've never been to one of those
places. Oh, bull.
But it's not one of those places. Maybe in Biloxi, Mississippi, I was in one. I didn't like it. I had to shower afterwards. No, I'm leaving it here because I don't want you to be yelling at me. But the Love Store.
The Love Store.
There's three of them, like I said, in Las Vegas. And it's got all kinds of neat stuff. It's got the toys and it's got video and it's got lots of toys. And it's got a lot of clothing and games and books. And they got everything. And what's so fun about it is, you know, the people who work there are just very cool about it. Yeah. How can I help you? Oh, an anal plug. Oh, we got a whole bunch of those. Just go right over there. And beginning anal, perhaps. Understand.
Oh, good Lord.
And it's, what's so funny about it is they're just really straight. And so part of the fun is just talking sex to somebody who you don't know. And they're just like, it's just like saying, pastrami, did you want cheese with that?
Raise your hand if you believe that Scott's never been there before.
Oh, I've been to the Love Store.
Oh, you just said no, 30 seconds ago
No, I haven't been to the place where you put a quarter in and watch a movie.
No, you said the Love Store.
No, I've been to the Love Store. Okay. Of course. That's why I know it's well lit. I talk to these people. Oh, it's hysterical. So much fun. So that's it. That is the greatest date you've ever had in Las Vegas. Anything you want to add?
I'm speechless.
Right. Speechless. That's how I work.
But, you know, the show is really, we're talking anal plugs. The show has definitely gone off the rails.
Not really.
No, not quite? Not yet? Know. Okay, good.
I've been gone for 2 weeks. I'm bringing anal back.
You saved up some new stuff. That's good. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break.
Please.
Maybe take a shower. Wash our hands. Anybody got some Lysol?
Yeah, pull out that black light.
This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Porn Network. Hey, Scott Whitney here for LASIK of Nevada. And I know what you're probably thinking. Scott, you're wearing glasses. What on earth can you tell me about LASIK? Well, let me tell you my story. So some time ago, I visited Dr. Rothman to see if I could have the LASIK procedure. Had a couple tests done and come to find out I wasn't a candidate. But instead of those $299 an eye guys who pretty much will work on anybody, Dr. Rothman brought me aside and just said it wasn't an option at the time, which I really appreciated. Now, meanwhile, he's gone on and done 60,000 LASIK procedures. I got friends in Reno down here in Las Vegas who've all seen Dr. Rothman. As a matter of fact, he is the most experienced LASIK surgeon living in Nevada today. So check out their website. It's LASIKofNV.com. Again, LASIKofNV.com. And if you mention Vegas Video Network, they're going to give you 50% off of premium LASIK plus,
come here, what, an additional $200 off. I love that.
That's LASIKofNV.com. LASIK of Nevada today. And we're...
Again?
Oh, shit.
The porn police are on their
way? Apparently, the porn police had an issue with that. I don't know if you guys know, but Las Vegas was founded by Mormons. And apparently, they found this last content somewhat offensive. I say, nay. All right. Time for some real quick stories, or RQSK, because somebody doesn't know what the hell they're doing in this whole document thing. As I mentioned, I was in beautiful Hawaii last week. This is what it looks like when your host, who's been overworked like crazy, gets on a plane to go to Hawaii. I look like that. I'm ready to go. Please put me on the plane.
You're ready for some lotion below your eyes.
I so desperately want to go. I'm so ready to go. All right. So here was the... it was such an outstanding time. Hawaii is such a lovely place. By the way, we are the 9th island, or the 10th island, or I forget what
we're
island
we're the
8th. Or the 8th island. We're the next island. We're
I think there's only 7 in Hawaii.
We're N plus 1 islands, according to the Hawaii eighth. People. Yeah. Yes. Everybody loves when you say, where are you from? Hawaii. I mean, Vegas. Vegas. Oh. So I did the $20 sandwich when I walked in. So we stayed at the Fairmont. Fairmont Kilei, I think it was called.
In Maui.
In Maui. Very good. And over down in Lahaina? No.
Lahaina?
Kanapali? No, for fuck's sake. Wailea.
Oh, Wailea. Yeah. Come on to Wailea. Yeah.
Come on to Wailea. So we go in there, and so we booked this trip through Costco Travel.
No kidding.
Let me tell you a little bit about
that. Wasn't there the hotel in the Fairmont?
Yeah, Fairmont. Fairmont Key Lay. It's a gorgeous property. So we did Costco Travel. Let me just say this about Costco Travel.
Kehlani.
Yeah, Kehlani. There you go. Costco Travel, thumbs up. A++.
What made you think of that?
Well, we go to Costco and we see those little travel books all the time. So we read them just kind of like a magazine. Oh, that's a pretty cool looking place. That's a nice picture. And we're like, well, fuck, let's try it. So we tried it. And it got, I mean, we probably saved, I mean, we got it was the airline, rent a car, and the hotel, one package.
Okay.
Probably saved $800 doing that.
Sure.
That was crazy. It was great. And there wasn't a mistake in the whole thing, which often happens with packages. So that was cool. So I get in there and I do the $20 trick. And so I this guy is there, young guy. We arrived early. We got there at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Check-in's usually around 3.
4 or 3, right? It's 4. So I went to this guy and I had so the $20 sandwich is credit card, $20, and then your driver's license. Pull up. Hi, how can I help you? So I said, here, this is for you. We're checking in. Last name is Whitney. If there's anything you can do to make our stay even better, that would be outstanding. So he looks at this, and this has happened twice to me now. They look at it, and they go, I can't have this. I'm like, just chill out. See what you got. So he starts looking around, and this has happened to me twice as well, where there is nothing obvious right away. This poor guy.
Like, young, obvious meaning he didn't know what to do with the $20 bill?
No, or he couldn't find an easy update.
Okay.
Upgrade.
Okay.
So wait. Oh, yeah, I should say it. I should back up. So our reservation was for a partial ocean view.
Right.
Which means,
I can see water. Ocean?
Yeah, it's one of those views. I'm like, I would like to do better than if at all possible. So give him $20. This guy, young guy, probably 20, 25, 20, young guy, starts looking. And he's doing, he's heads down looking. At looking. And I'm not bullshitting you when I'm saying we're 5-10 minutes into this process.
He's still looking.
Still looking. And that's nice. And you can tell he's really working at it. So he hands me the $20 bag. He goes, I don't know that I can do this. I'm like, let's see what you got. He goes, well, I don't see anything here. I'll keep looking. Would you be willing to move rooms during your stay? I'm like, yeah, sure. We'd be willing to consider that. He goes, okay, well, I see where your room is. But your room's not ready yet. Check-in is at 4. It's 11:30, basically.
Right.
So what we can do is we can take your cell phone number. Why don't you go get something to eat? We've got stuff here on property, and we'll text you as soon as your room is ready. I'm like, that's absolutely cool. You did 10 minutes. That's real work. Here's the $20. Just take the $20. Right. I just dig that you did it. We may not get the upgrade, but fuck it. You just did a great job. So we go off to have lunch. Supposed to be 3 hours later, 45 minutes later, I get a text. Your room's ready, Mr. Whitney. I'm like, great. So we have our lunch and we're eating and all that stuff. We come back and he wasn't there anymore. So I'm like, well, that's a problem. I don't have my contact anymore. A gal says, oh yeah, we've got your stuff, Mr. Whitney. She opens up a drawer. It's already been packaged. She pulls out the package. She goes, here you are, room 318. Thank you very much. We head off to 318. Here is our partial ocean view.
That's partial. You can't quite see it to the right. Nice spot.
Awesome. Awesome room. Arguably, we had, Melissa and I talked about this a couple of times. We believe this is the best room in this whole place. For me, my favorite things to see are the ocean and the pool.
Right.
I love both.
Girls in their bikinis and the water. I got you.
Right, because I'm a Zumanity guy.
Exactly.
That's called a callback.
I saw there's a love store right there on the left-hand side of the pool.
That's right. So we walk in and we're like, holy crap, that's our view. And then here's our room. Oh, yeah, there's the living room. Another shot of the living room. There's the bathroom.
Double sinks.
There's the bedroom. It was gorgeous.
Nice.
So I'm like, $20 sandwich works. Now on Facebook, I wrote the $20 trick, and that was wrong. It's not a trick. What it actually does, I believe, is it gives people a chance to do good work, to go above and beyond. This guy really did great work. So I'm like, wow, we're in. So we're in there, we're hanging out, we walk off and do whatever we do. Some reason we got back towards the lobby and my guy was back there again. So of course I wanted to thank him, so I gave another 20. Put another 20 in my hand and said, hey, brother, just want to say the room was outstanding. He's like, I don't need it. I'm like, you're just going to take it. And I said, we're from Las Vegas. This is what we do.
Exactly.
And he's like, oh, okay.
I'm used to these cheap-ass Europeans so that don't give me any money ever. Right.
So my $20 trick was a $40 trick, and guess what? It was worth every single penny. So here's something that we thought was pretty, that was crazy. First of all, I don't know if you know this, but I guess it's the law in Hawaii, but every license plate has to start with L.
Oh.
Look at that. Isn't that the weirdest
thing?
That's
kind of odd.
Every car I saw had L as the first, and I'm like, what is that about?
Maybe because you were you in Lahaina? Is that where you were at?
Well, I was in Lahaina's in the north part. We were in
Well, you got your car. You probably got your car from the airport in Lahaina, right?
It's not in Lahaina.
It's not?
No.
I thought the airport was Lahaina.
No. Lahaina's on the coast. It's not. But I just thought that was weird.
Yeah,
and here's what we did. Something else. So the service at this property at Fairmont was fucking stunning.
Right.
So there's a Four Seasons just north of us. We decided to go there. We walked on this little beach path and went over to Four Seasons and we hung out. Now, Four Seasons, it's a little rich for my blood.
Yeah.
Can't go there. But we hung out. So a couple things. This is what Four Seasons is like. This is what real town is. So we go there. We're at a bar. We're going to have a drink. And we order, I don't know, pot stickers. I didn't know what it was.
For $8,000.
Whatever it was. Order our drink, and we order the pot stickers. The pot stickers are like, I don't know, 5 minutes late. You know, they didn't come when the bartender expected it. So he gets on the phone and goes, no, where are the pots? Oh, okay. Hangs up, he goes, they're slightly delayed. I'm sorry. Next round's on me.
Nice.
Wow. Four Seasons. I'm like, okay. Well, we need to go. We need to get going here. Watched a little live music. By the way, live music in Hawaii, you know, singles and duos. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. Some talented people running around Maui, boys. So we're like, we need to go. We're watching this performer and the gal, we moved places and the waitress goes, oh, we can have our car take you back.
Huh? Nice.
What? She goes, yeah, no, we can have our car, the Four Seasons car, take you back to Fairmont. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Is this a trick? No, we'll do it. Just ask, you know, I said, okay. We're being told that you'll take us back. Oh, sure, sir. Where are you going? Fairmont? Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Four Seasons took us back to Fairmont. I'm like, wow.
Nice.
That kind of thing happened all over the place with one exception. So we went to Lahaina. Lahaina is kind of the hip place to go.
Yeah.
And Fleetwood Mac, or Mac, Mick Fleetwood has a place called Fleetwood up in Lahaina. It's a very, very well-known, pretty popular restaurant bar. So I wanted to go there. So we go there. We make reservations for 8 o'clock. We get there about 7 o'clock. The place is packed. It's raining, so they have a roof thing. It's not filled up. And I'm like, hey, we're here at 8 o'clock. And got attitude from a bartender and got attitude from the host. I'm like, what? I don't get this. Come walking down. By the way, Mick Fleetwood is sitting in the gift shop.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, hey. And you know when you see people who
I
are-
I say, hey, Mick.
You know when you see people and they're having a good time? Yeah, he wasn't.
You know?
He was, first of all, the guy's about 8'5". He's huge.
Really?
And somebody was talking to him. So if you were talking to me, if I were Mick, I'd be like this.
Yeah, just completely unengaged.
Just not engaged. Talking, he's like, ah. I'm like, man, that's a problem. So we canceled our reservation.
Oh,
because
nice.
These people were kind of shitty, and Mick didn't look happy. And I want to be in a happy
Was he place. Supposed to be playing? Or he just
no,
hanging
no, no.
out?
No. Sometimes he does play.
Right.
But he was just hanging out in the gift shop kind of thing. So that was the only real downside of the entire trip.
Yeah.
So Hawaii, I recommend it.
Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Many times.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Maui.
Sure.
Not a big fan of Oahu.
No?
Huge fan of Maui.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you had a little
I did
inside
not go to,
track.
I didn't go to Maui.
No, but you have an inside track in the political world, don't you?
I do. I've got connections everywhere.
Tell us a little story about your inside track.
Well, you know, it's funny because here we are tonight, Tuesday night, when we're doing the show, and the first Democratic debate is in Las Vegas. And so all the, you know, Democratic bigwigs are here in town. Ironically, they're at the Wynn, which cracks me up because...
Now, are they at the Wynn?
They're at the Wynn.
Oh.
And Steve Wynn is about the biggest Republican on the planet.
Ironical.
But he does love money, and I'm sure this brings a lot of people to his casino.
Mm.
And, you know, those Democrats love to gamble.
That is surprising.
With your future. Anyway, sorry. I'm just teasing.
Way,
good
this
God.
This show brought to you by the Republican it would be, National Committee.
Well, it would be even funnier if it was across the street at the Sands property, which, of course, is by Sheldon Adelson, which would be even more hilarious if it was over there.
But right.
That's beside the point. But I was over... Well, last week,
that's I want to talk about.
Donald Trump was here last week. I know Danny went to see Donald Trump because he was over at Treasure at the TI.
Okay.
And then on Friday, last Friday, I was invited to a private luncheon to see Marco Rubio speak. So he was over at Canyon Gate. It was about 150 local business people that were there and invited. Yeah, I mean, one of the fifth Republican debate, Mike is telling us, is going to be in Vegas. And by the way, the very last presidential debate will also be in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center. So I got to thinking, this is just a question, when did Las Vegas become so important politically on the national scene?
It's a swing
state. But it's not a big state. I mean, okay, yes, it's a swing state, but we are hardly any electoral votes.
Six.
Yeah, like I said, hardly any.
Right, for sure. And yet, but we're a swing state. And so, I mean, clearly, what's
not
happening,
nearly as much as Ohio or Florida or Pennsylvania would be.
Right, but I think part of it has to do with the fact that Nevada goes both ways.
Have you seen Zumanity?
Right. So, yeah, so.
No, but it's all of a sudden. Yeah, I mean, I've lived here since 1996.
It's been the last 6 years, election, exactly. And now.
Right. No, and it's recent in that regard.
Yeah.
So it's kind of humorous. So obviously all the candidates are rolling through town and in there. But I got a chance to see Marco Rubio. And I was very close to him. We were probably 10 feet away where he was speaking. And I tell you what, the guy's very engaging.
Yep.
And I always kind of liked him anyway. But at the same time, I'm watching him speak. And being in broadcasting, knowing and speaking in front of crowds and how well you have to handle yourself. He's basically up there with one index card about, I'm sure what you said is, I'm going to talk about the economy, I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to talk about this, and then I'm going to wrap it up with this.
Yep.
He's got it down pat. There's no teleprompting.
Right.
He's got jokes. Now, a lot of people didn't know this about Marco Rubio, and I bet you didn't know either. Did you know that Marco Rubio lived in Las Vegas from third grade through eighth grade?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that Marco Rubio's mother was a housekeeper at the Imperial Palace?
No.
Did you know his father was a bartender at Sam's Town?
No.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, of course, they're Cuban immigrants, his mother and father are.
All right.
And I guess they moved to Miami early in life and to get away from some of the poverty and crime and stuff, they came to Las Vegas.
All right.
And then they realized after a while they wanted to get back to where their family was.
All right.
So they moved back to Miami. But he really is. His dad, dad's a bartender. Mom was a housekeeper. Worked in a catering business.
Working class, blue collar.
Absolutely,
cats.
All the way through. And if you saw his pictures of his house, Marco Rubio lives in a house that's much smaller in means than where we're at right now.
Yeah.
You know, from where he's at. So he's a guy from humble beginnings. And I thought about this. Now, think about this. When you're running for president.
Yeah.
You're running
for. Which I'm going to do in 2020. Well, I'm going against Kanye, that fuck.
Kanye.
I'm taking that fuck on.
Yeah. Okay. I thought he was supposed to be deported by then.
America's going to hell.
Oh, it's too late for that. Give me a break.
Jesus Christ.
Almost too late for that. Hopefully.
It's not too late, but for God's sake.
Okay, so you're running for president.
Okay.
I'm in. You're in this race for well over a year.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 16 to 18 months.
At least.
You're making 2 to 3 to 4 speeches a day.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. Yes. And guess what? The first time you say the opposite, you're fucked.
Right. They're gonna
because
catch
everything is on camera.
Sure.
Everything's on video.
Yeah, yeah.
You said in March that you didn't like this, and now you said you do like
it. That was my twin.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets out and
I'm
drinks.
Just thinking, there's no way that you can't possibly not screw up.
Brutal.
I mean, I was listening on the way over here to a little bit of the Democratic debate. And Hillary Clinton said something today that was exactly what John Kerry said about 8 years ago, where he said, I voted for the war until I was against the war. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Remember that line? Pretty famous line?
Yeah.
Hillary said, I was for the Keystone Pipeline until I decided I was not. Basically just like that. It was just like the exact same thing. And I was like, that was John Kerry. And you just doubled.
John Kerry did that first. And you're no John Kerry. That just was so you know, Hilly.
Exactly.
But so you were impressed with Mr.
No, I thought he was very good. And he was, and in all disclosure, I'm a Republican.
But what?
Yeah, just in case you didn't.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell that? Oh. But he was, he was always one of my top three guys. And he didn't do anything to knock himself out of my top three.
Yeah.
So he's still in the top three.
By the way, you telling people you're Republican is like saying the sky
is blue. Blue sometimes.
Blue.
Sometimes.
It's always blue.
Yeah, sometimes it's gray.
It's blue.
Sometimes it's
above the clouds. It's fucking blue.
The clouds are always there.
They stop. Stop talking out loud.
The clouds go to infinity.
All right. The clouds go to infinity. All right. And here's our last real quick story. I'm about ready to tell you why Effingham is the best town in the whole world.
50% Cardinal fans, 50% Cub fans.
Nope. Okay. That's why you think it's the best town in the world.
Yeah.
So we had some Effingham guests here about a month or two ago. We talked about it briefly. They brought some stuff with them, including the Red Solo Cup. And you're like, eh.
Red Solo
Cup. It's the Red Solo Cup. How impressive is that? Let me show you how impressive it is. But first, a little song.
Prepare to party. Red Solo Cup.
Go, Brett.
They fill you up.
He's kind of white.
Yeah, very white.
Okay, back to it, shall we?
Okay.
So they, so our friends, Sean and Denise, bring a Red Solo Cup. I'm like, that's great. I'm like, no, 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 no. You don't understand. This is a special Magic Effingham Red Solo Cup. They didn't actually say that. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt
here. Okay.
Regular Red Solo Cup? No.
You got a picture of me on there just so you know. So you want to have...
Thank you.
There you
regular
go.
Red Solo Cup? Thank you so much. No. What if you want to do a shot before you drink whatever is in here? Call it a beer.
That'd be like a little Boilermaker.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Underneath, there's
a shot glass built in the bottom of the glass. Yeah, is that the craziest nice. Shit you've see ever that. Seen? So hold on. Yummy. Give me a beer. That's how that works. It's the invention of all time.
Red Solo Cup. Is it 2 ounces?
Yeah, it's an ounce and a half, which is what a shot is.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you this about that. God bless Effingham. I'm going there on Thanksgiving.
And you are?
Yeah.
You're going back.
Every Thanksgiving I go there.
Oh, okay.
Every
Thanksgiving. That's good.
Yeah. And I'm going to go, not coming in until I get my special Effingham Red Solo Cup. They go, what are you talking about? I did a show. Give me one of those. All right. It's time for chat questions, baby. We've got a couple chat questions, and the first one is from Chan. Chan asks...
Chan. Where we at? There we are.
Chan asks, how is dating in... I should do a date... hold on. Don't mind. It's time for chat questions, and this one's about dating, and that's why we're doing it.
Tomahawk said no.
Fair enough. Can't argue with Tomahawk. Okay. Chan wants to know, how is dating in general out there in Las Vegas, I'm assuming, as opposed to space? I'm on a site, and I'm not too sure about it. First of all, I'd ask you, Chan, who is in the live chat, what site are you on? But here's what I've heard about online dating. First of all, just so you know, both Brett and I are married. Yes. So while I understand that you all might be attracted to either one of us, and that just simply means you have good taste, and I appreciate that, we are off the market, as the kids say. So nonetheless, my experience with online dating was fantastic. However, I did not do that here in Las Vegas. I did that in the Bay Area. What I've heard about dating in Las Vegas is it can be a little rough. That Mormonsingles.xxx.
Is that a real site? Because I'm about ready to click on the button.
No, not on this network, you're not. Meanwhile, the live chat's got all kinds of ideas for online dating sites. Look, here's the deal. Women have got it canceled. Hold on. So Chan's writing, I canceled my POF account. POF. What's POF?
I don't know.
Pure Puff. October Fun.
My puff.
My okay. Plenty of Fish. Oh, I think that's a, that's, I don't know what that is. It's a website, but I don't know what they do.
Okay.
Okay. So what I would say is I met my wife on matchmaker.com. Nope. Sorry. Match.com. Match. Yeah. Nope. No, it was Matchmaker. Matchmaker.com. And it was outstanding. Women are in the power position. The challenge with Las Vegas is a lot of, I think the word is goofballs. Douchebags, idiots, fuckwads. Yeah, there's a lot of words out there. So there's a lit farmersonly.com. Come on, that's funny. I don't care who you are. But the good news is, as a woman, you're in charge. The question is, what are you looking for? I would suggest if you're on Tinder, that may not be the place to be. If you're on Match.
Well, yeah, Tinder's strictly for hookups.
That's pretty much true.
Yeah.
So I've been told. But as a woman, you get to be in charge. So Here's what you look for. I'm going to tell you what to look for in a man's profile. You're looking for not the picture. If somebody writes to you as a woman and says, hey, your picture is hot, check us out, that person gets to be rejected. You don't talk to that person. Hmm. So when I was doing my online dating, I used it as a competitive analysis tool. So everybody I dated, I was like, well, you know, what do the other guys do? Oh, they all said the same thing. Hey, your picture is hot, check me out. I'm like, okay, well, then I'm not going to do that. Check. So if they call, if they email you or whatever it is, and they say, hey, you're pretty hot, you're pretty cute, whatever. No. Here's what they must do. They must have read your profile, and they must send the first email to you or first contact you that talks about something on your profile. Okay. Everybody else, Chan, you simply reject them. That will improve the quality of people that you date by, let's call it, 1,000%. From then on, it's about you begin the email banter, and then you do the phone stuff, and then you go to the first place.
That is, of course, if you're endorsing online dating in the first place.
I love
online dating. Well, obviously, you met your wife that way, so for you, it's very good. Now, I have friends who have been through this and have had zero success at it, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't know if these sites are free or their membership fees.
Cost.
Then you're just spending money.
Nope.
So how about you go to places that you're interested in?
Where?
Well, let's whatever your hobbies might be, and then
so
you'll find
your
somebody. Your hobby might be
my
music.
Hobby is music. Where okay. would I go to meet somebody?
You would go to some jazz bars that
no,
you like to do.
I would
do.
Go to Guitar Center.
Okay,
that's
Guitar
where I would
Center.
Go. Guess what? I ain't meeting fuck at Guitar Center.
Why would you go to Guitar Center?
Because Melissa, when she thinks about Guitar Center, she does this. Oh, you want to go to Guitar Center?
Well, exactly.
I would never meet her there, so that's no good.
I'm not saying you would go to Guitar Center.
Jazz club? So here's the problem with
you
go all
to,
that.
You try to find some place that might have some similar interest
here
to you.
Here is the problem
What's
with that.
What's the problem with that?
It depends. This is for both guys and gals. The problem is, if you're a shy guy, if you don't play the... Because that's a bar scene. What you're saying is...
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it is. Example,
it could be a church group for singles. It could be the library. It could
Maybe.
Be a bagel shop.
Library.
It could be wherever you go, hanging yeah. out.
Look, so here's the problem. Fuck, all that is so wrong.
Yeah. Oh, it's not
you
so wrong.
You're
the fucking expert because you're one for one.
Actually, I am the expert.
But there's plenty of people who have not
done
this.
I could do
this.
A whole podcast on
I'm sure we
how
will.
To do online dating.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, I got this figured out. The problem with all those things, the reason why people are doing the only reason why online dating is working is because that isn't working. What you're talking about, enough.
I understand that.
Not enough.
You want more talent to look at.
Well, the other thing, no. That's not about, it's not about a talent question. It's about a connection. So if I see a pretty girl at a bar, now I've got to muster fucking courage to go there and talk to her. Yeah,
well, grow a set for Christ's sake.
But I know it's easy to say, but like I hated that environment.
Sure.
I hated it.
Well, I'm not talking about hanging out in bars.
Well, but jazz club. It's all the
it's
same.
It's a lot more relaxing there.
I'm just saying.
The reason I said jazz clubs is because I was talking about. Look, for me, I would go to the 51s games and find a girl that was enjoying baseball.
You're going to date a girl at the 51s game who's on their fucking
saying.
Dollar beer night on a Thursday.
Did I say dollar beer night? Did I say any of that?
Yes, you're going.
No.
I know you're going. It's dollar beer night on
I
Thursday.
I get good seats. I hang out in good spots.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying there's places you can go.
Online dating works if you work it.
Danny's like, Brett's got long-time marriage syndrome.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Exactly.
You
22
do.
Years of it.
But, so you don't know.
I
you
do know.
You speak from a
I did it right the first time.
Well, I don't know.
Let's talk about that. How many marriages in this room?
How long have you been married?
I've had one. 22 years.
I know how long I've been married?
Yeah.
20 years. Not in a row.
Exactly.
But 20 years.
Exactly.
So I know what it's like.
It's like the donut
22
shop.
22 years.
Yeah.
So look,
yeah.
I'm just saying this. Online dating is pretty magical. If you
if
do it
works.
Right. If it do it right.
Well, you could do all the right things.
No,
in
I'm
online
tell
dating
you,
or without online dating, it's still not working out.
But it's a different thing. If you're online, if you're doing the your version of dating and you're the guy, you've got to fucking muster courage, you've got to gird your loins and go out there.
Gird your loins.
You do. And for some people
you still have to do that when you're first
no,
time
you
meet the
do
girl.
Not. No, you do not. You
no.
can do a ping. It's this difference is so that. Huge. I can ping somebody and be in comfort when I do that ping and say, hey, when Melissa and I, by the way, I'm not going to talk about the story, but my ping to Melissa was not a ping to her. It was, hey, I read your profile because you've got the goofiest fucking hat on. I'm not even interested in you, but you had a question in your profile. I'm just wanting you to have the answer. I wasn't interested in her.
Right.
And she wrote back and go, you know, I read your profile. I expected more from you. That was her response.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, okay.
It's on, bitch.
There we go.
It's on.
Yeah. I didn't say bitch. Right. By the way, Melissa just was called bitch by Brett. We're going to miss him.
Oh, that was Melissa. I didn't realize that was Melissa.
Good call, dumbass.
I must have been paying for that.
Good call, dumbass. Okay, but that's how it worked. It was so much fun. Okay,
I did not
so
call Melissa
Jan,
name.
You're in charge. You know, if they reach out to you, because women get reached out to 99% of the time, men get reached out 1%, which is math. If they don't talk about your profile, then fuck them. Your profile has to be good though. If it's a yeah, I like, you know, then you don't
I enjoy Canesta on Thursdays.
You don't earn
with my
the right to have a good response. Okay, right. So that's it. Okay, Pops asks. Marina,
thanks for letting me talk about that.
Well, you don't know.
I don't know necessarily about online dating, but all the things you're talking about, the pinging and the profiling. If I meet a girl at whatever social setting I meet one, I'm going to be able to communicate her via email,
yeah,
Facebook, Twitter, whatever, all the same stuff.
It's a question.
First thing I can do is look up her name on Facebook and see if she's got a profile and look at all of her pictures, look at the things she's into, look at all that. The biggest problem with Las Vegas dating is you have to realize that most people have a past, especially if you're older. You have a lot of divorcees, a lot of kids,
yeah,
a lot of stuff that you need to learn about and deal right with, because it's going to be issues. You might be walking into an instant family if you fall in love with somebody.
Melissa and most walked people, into an right instant family.
So she has to be comfortable with that, obviously, even from a dating standpoint.
Yeah, sure.
It's something you have to be willing to accept.
Without question.
Because we have a very high number of divorcees and divorcees.
Yeah, I would say that probably Vegas is probably hard. I don't know about this. It seems, I didn't say higher. It's harder to do dating.
And you have a lot of phony money in town. You've got a lot of wannabes, that, especially on the guy's standpoint.
I don't disagree with
and
that.
If you're,
I think that's the challenge.
That,
That's why I think that the first question that is asked of you, Chan, will tell you whether they're a douchebag, of which there are many, or they seem to have their shit together. And you're right. Research these people. Go on Facebook. Yeah. Do whatever you do. They did that. When I pinged Melissa, when we started talking, she looked me up. And I'm a pretty public guy, right, so she knew what I was doing back then and what I was about. And on our first date, she told her roommate, I'm going out with this guy. Here's his company. Here's where we're going. Right. If I don't come back, I've been kidnapped, basically. Yeah, and so she did the right thing. All right, next question. Pops wants to know, and last question, marinas and boat launch areas here in Las Vegas. So there's only really one place to do serious boating, and that's Lake Mead.
Yeah.
My favorite place to do that is at Calville Marina, which is on the west northwest side of Lake Mead. It's a great place. By the way, my favorite boat rental place, if you don't have your own boat but you want to go boating, Calville is also the place to go. And rent the 27-foot pontoon boat. It sounds like a slow-moving boat. It's not. It actually does about 20, 25 knots. You could ski behind it if you wanted to. But it's a huge party boat. It's real nice. The people there are pretty cool. But if it's cloudy or windy, they're not going to rent the boat to you. So don't even think it's going to happen. Let's do a drink. Wanna?
Sure.
What is that? Oh, yeah. Can't have that one. Come on! Come on! All right, it's Have a Drink on Me. No, it's not. There's Have a Drink on Me. It's Have a Drink on Me. This is the part of the show where I share with you a bar that I have been to. And if you guess it, there's a good chance you get to win some stuff. Scott, there's no possible way that's true. Oh, but it is true. But Scott, what do I use for that? Win. Ready?
Stuff. Ooh, they got fabulous prizes back from Hawaii. Come on, I want to lay it. No, we've got Good Jazzathon and Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2. We've also got great apparel at the Vegas Video Network, including our fabulous black visor, which might be available in another color if Scott still has the install.
Probably not.
Or you could have a Jeff Beck on Scott. It's Beck's.
It's Beck's. There we go. Thank you. And if you want to play along with the big show, where do you send the email,
Brett? Oh, you send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. No teleprompter. It's just right here below me.
Let's look at that.
Have a drink
at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Well done, my friend. Well done. Okay.
I've done this before.
This was a huge play. By the way, special rules. We have special rules. Look at you. You're pre-ripping.
I'll say, look at that. Look at that.
Look at you.
Am I talented?
That's
what?
Pretty good.
You like that?
That was good. That was outstanding.
I'm thinking ahead.
I'm all right with that. Okay. So special rules. If you're in the live chat and you have submitted a question, would be a correct question, and you're in the live chat during this, we double your entries. What?
Double the fun.
That's right.
Double
we are like the Double Mint Girls. But wait, there's more. If you send us an email that includes a video or a graphic that shows the Gajazzathon CD in the wild, that's a pregnant bottle right there, then we will also double your pleasure, double your fun, which means you can possibly have three entries at any given time. Okay, we were gone for a week, and that may or may not be part of what's going on here, but a huge, huge number of entries. But wait a minute, Scott, isn't there more to be known about this? Yes, there is, of course, the Galaxy of, Gallery of God. There's Alan. Brand new photo. Look at him. He's a good looking man.
Look at that.
That's done by a professional photographer. And there's Aaron. And there's Pops and Sammy and Scott. Wait a minute. There's Jackie and Christina. Wait a minute. There's Kristen. And there is Don and Wayne. There's Mike and Danny. There's Michael. There's. Oh, who is that guy?
That's
best photos right there. Professional.
So we got new ones. We're adding to it. There you go.
Okay.
Alan and Aaron.
And we're back. Okay.
Nice.
Gallery of Gods, everybody.
Danny wants a new picture, by the way. Well, send in your professional.
Why would you? So you should
photo.
Send in a picture with a red with your red hat. Okay. We had 36 entries.
Wow.
Wow.
I think we're going to have to get that many entries all the time. We're going to have you pre-write them down.
36 entries. 35 were a correct. We actually got one more than that, but Mr. Van Vliet, Kitty, whatever you call it, for God's sake. He entered again, but he just won last week, so he was disqualified
Kid
for trying to cheat.
Oh, no cheating allowed.
So we can't have cheating. All right. So let's go through the 4,000 entries that we received.
Now, you already have yours filled out, see? But you,
okay, so I ready?
Extras.
Here we go, and I will help you to see Kid Dakota.
He says, boo.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cheater.
Bastard. Cheater. Bastard.
Killing me, Smalls.
Brian Leach. Brian is in there.
He's in where?
He's in the live chat. Right. Double his pleasure, double his fun. We've got Ken Anderson. No. Ken didn't make it. We've got, I don't even know what this is. D Bubba Dog One.
Okay.
That's CIA. There's no fucking question about that. All right. Gary Romberg. Is Gary in there? Nope, don't see him. We've got Rob Cole. Rob Cole, I see him in there. So Big Rob gets a double. Attaboy, Robbie. Eat a bleed, ready? Shannon Niles. I don't see a Shannon Niles in there. Okay. Tom G. I'm not sure there's a Tom G in there. Double checking. Tom, nope. Tom Ugleen, who's from Oklahoma.
Oh. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the
something down the prairie, whatever. Yeah.
Roland, who only goes by one name. He's like Beyonce. He's pretty happening.
Roland.
Robert LeBerg, which is Vegas Live Today. He's been in the live chat a few times. Let's see if he's in there now.
Just not live today.
He's not live today, but Robert's an old time watcher guy. Okay. Sandra S. You and me.
Poor old Sandra S.
Tammy Mossbrucker. Nope. Tammy, by the way, is from
CIA. I have no idea.
She won't tell us.
CIA. Oh, she's the one?
Eric Hansen. Eric's a long time guy. Let's see if Eric's in there. Nope.
No?
Nope.
Wow.
Eric couldn't make it. Wait. Eric is back. Eric, I think Eric's limbo. Oh, yeah, there he is. Airport limbo. Nope, there he is. Eric Hansen. That's Eric, right? Airport limbo? For fuck's sake, Scott.
No, that's Ted.
Wait, no. Airport limbo. That's him. We're good.
He says yes. He says
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Says, okay.
You know Ted, what? If you Ted could do Zero. Me a favor, if you could put your chat word name underneath, that would be pretty groovy. Because I'm not very bright. Craig.
Ted
Dor-
is Access Vegas. I
yeah.
That.
Craig Daughtry.
Sorry, Ted.
Craig's in there from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Who is it? Who am I doing?
He's not a devil.
Oh.
Dave Fagan. I saw Dave in there. Let's check Davey. Dave, there he is. Dave Fagan is in the live chat. He just doubled his pleasure, doubled his fun. Good job. Traveling Ron from Great Lakes. That's all one word, by the way. Traveling Ron.
From Great Lakes.
They don't. They can't afford spaces in Traveling Ron. Mike Lisowski, who is Mad Chipmunk. Let's see if Mad's hanging out. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, Midwest Chick is in there. I'm not sure if she heard what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Let's pretend that she didn't. Shall we?
Let's hope she watches this show.
Yeah. Jim Gallagher. I'm not sure if Jimmy's in there. Let's double check. I don't see. Oh, Jimmy 2G's. Is that Jimmy Gallagher? Let's double check. Jimmy 2G's, are you Jimmy Gallagher? And if you are, for the love of God, please include your nickname. Now, Jimmy 2G's can go, yeah, I am, and not be, and he just doubled Jimmy Gallagher's thing.
Exactly.
How clever would that be?
Exactly. So
I'm going to put that aside until we see Jimmy's response. Andy Schulman.
Got to get me an entry.
Andy Schulman. I don't see Andy in there. Let's double check. Nope. Okay. Chantel. We know Shan is in there. Chan. Chickity-chickity-chan.
Chan.
She's in there. We talked about her, and we've saved her life because we have taught her how to date online. Or one of us did.
Yep.
Mark Stillman, he's not in there. He's Tuck 78. He's still working nights, apparently. Steve I, the wise guy. We know Steve in there. He's been in there. Basically, Steve runs the whole, you know, web chat. He's from Prescott, Michigan. And Monica Fagan. Monica is also CIA, by the way. A lot of people don't know that, but she's there. Okay.
I was supposed to add Monica?
No.
Was the one at Steve, was it?
And Jimmy 2G's, looks like that is Jimmy Gallagher. So Jimmy Gallagher.
Steve I. Got
is, yeah, there it is. There you go.
So Steve I and Jimmy 2G's?
Yeah. Hey, let me give you guys a hint if you're in the live chat.
Pay attention.
When you see the video, the video for Have a Drink on Me, that's a great time to refresh your live stream because sometimes there might be a delay. So if you refresh it, then you'll be about 2 seconds off, which is the way to go. Okay, more people. Ready? John Singleton, who says, thanks, Brett, for adding Brian Blessings and John Kelly to the station. Do you know what that is?
Of course I do. Two great new sports talk shows.
So he thanks you for that.
Excellent. Well, let's give him triple entry for that.
Nope.
What was his name?
Nope. And he also says, I love the Vegas Video Network, which is why
he didn't say
there.
That.
No, he did. I didn't write it down, but he did.
Okay.
Jim C. from Wisconsin. He loves the podcast. He is not getting a double. Stop. What are you doing?
You're giving Johnny Yes a double.
The fuck you are.
I'm allowed to give one. Judges you know say.
You know what?
Yes.
Fair.
Yes.
We're going to allow us to put one extra one because we love what they say.
Exactly.
Get it in there.
Okay, there you go. New rule. Right. New rule.
Right. It's great to be in charge. Jim C. from Wisconsin, who loves the podcast. Thank you, Jimmy C. John Herman, a past winner of Hannum. He says, instead of saying my prayers at sunset, which is what he normally does at this time, he decided to watch our podcast.
Oh, wow.
You know what that means? We're a religious experience.
Very nice.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, baby. Thank you, Johnny.
Our show is pointing to Mecca.
Aaron Perry. Aaron Perry says, I told Alan the answer. As a reminder, that's Aaron right there.
Yes, it is.
And she says she told Alan the answer, which is usually the other way around. So
oh, really?
All of a sudden, Aaron is in charge.
So Aaron's got an extra one?
Nope.
She's not here?
Nope. But Alan is coming up. Okay. Oh, by the way, Chicago Snowman wants Brett for president.
I'm in.
Which means Chicago Snowman.
Unfortunately, my closet is not quite big enough.
Is a drunk. Yeah. All right. Kelly C. from Wisconsin also loves the podcast. God bless Kelly C. Leslie Vasquez. By the way, Leslie is from Texas. I guessed she was from Guam last time. Apparently, I was wrong.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, what are you going to do? And then Vasquez. Penny Gregory from Plymouth, North Carolina, she also loves the podcast. So I'm leaning towards anybody who says they love the podcast.
I'm with you.
No reason for that. All right, let's ask them. So Chris Scott from the UK.
Chris.
Here's what Chris says.
Chris says, dear Scott and Brett, yeah, I have seen the bar. We visited Cosmo in August, saw the last one when we stood at the scales at the Heart Attack Grill, but had no idea what it was called. Am I the odd one out who refuses to Google if I don't know the answer? Answer
attaboy,
is
Chris.
The Vesper
and
Bar.
There is a reminder of what yes. that bar looks like.
A note for Brett. I will put £10 on Everton to beat Liverpool today if the in the big derby, quote unquote. If we win, we'll buy something from the Everton shop and send it over to you when I come next time to the game, which is the 17th of October versus Man U.
Oh.
Drop me a note of your address in the next couple of weeks. Even if we fail to beat them after I stop crying, I will still get you something. Regard, Chris. Thank you, Chris. My son, Dominic, is an Everton fan.
Oh,
no, actually, yeah. Zachary is Everton. My son Zachary is Everton.
Kids.
Well, they're twins. And Dominic is Tottenham. He likes Tottenham. Now, the funny thing is, I can't get these kids out of bed to go to school on time, but on Saturday morning and Sunday morning at 4:30 in the morning, they're up watching English Premier League soccer.
Pretty hot.
Which is hilarious.
Okay.
Yes. He also has a PS. You want me to do the PS?
Oh, sure.
Scott, you can drink at the Epcot in Orlando. We did sampling beers from Germany, Mexico, Norway, and Canada.
Yep.
You can drink around the world in the World Showcase. You can also drink beer and wine in meals at their, be the guest at the restaurant, the Magic Kingdom. Changed a couple of years ago, I think. Great show. Enjoy your week off broadcasting.
You know what's quaint about the UK people?
They're
sweet people.
They are.
I love them.
They are.
My bestest friend is from the UK.
You told me that, yes.
He says that he implies in this PS that I don't know about the Disney.
Is that Scott?
Is that Chris, your best buddy? No.
No, okay.
No, my best buddy knows better.
Okay.
My best buddy is probably aligned with you when it comes to Disney, by the way.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about that. Of course I know you could drink at the Epcot Center, for the love of God, our Savior. Okay, Alan Perry, he is in the live chat.
Oops. Not anymore.
Look at that. He's a flyer, too. Let's double his pleasure. Let's double his fun. And here's what Alan says. The Haddam Bar is Vespar Bar. And they're near the registration desk at Cosmo. In case you weren't sure where it was, it's near the registration desk.
I appreciate right the Google Maps.
Very good. It is great to see the podcast audience growing so much. The live chat and the participation in the Haddam segment seems to be growing week to week. Congratulations. You must be very pleased with the growing popularity of your show. Keep up the great work. Alan Perry from Prescott. What?
I like your shirt. I've never seen you wear that shirt before.
No, it's nice. I think I've worn this shirt before.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, very good. Yeah. And then finally, we've got Danny.
I like your shirt too, but that's okay. We're actually kind of dressed up.
Is that why you did that?
You kind of dressed up. You complimented me. No, I was being sincere.
God damn it. Just love me for me.
I do.
Just love me for me.
See, he doesn't get me.
Okay.
He doesn't get me.
You don't get me.
You don't get me.
We got Danny Ackerman.
Oh, we have a sonnet from Danny.
And Danny's in the live chat. You're going to double
her. Does she actually? She actually uses punctuation marks. She uses the return button. Oh, it's good. There once was a chick in Las Vegas. She wanted a drink. Who could blame her? So the Vesper was found. Couple's drink she did pound. She woke the next morning with a hiatus. What? And Brett, if you can't read it, then well, bite me. Yes, love you. All right. I don't know if I butchered that or not. I have no idea.
Danny's in there.
I'm going to add Danny in there. Danny.
Okay.
All right. Danny, two types.
Two more left. We've got Carol McNennis.
Carol
gets a double. Why?
Oh, she sent a video?
She sent a picture.
Oh.
And there it is. There's the Gajazzathon on the Spotify. So she gets a double. She also wrote.
Carol does a nice job of commenting on my Facebook stuff.
Yeah, she's a good kid, that one. Carol wrote.
Hi, Scott and Drinky Pants. All right. This week's Adam is the Vesper Bar at the Cosmo. Look at what I've been listening to on Spotify.
There it is.
Does this give me a double? I just did.
It does.
Doubled your entry into Haddam, or double a drink will do nicely as well. If I were in Las Vegas, my favorite double would be Scott and Brett to meet me in a bar.
Wow.
Doing Drinky Pants, partying with the people.
Wow.
Yikes.
So
that sounds like
Carol,
a little bit too much sausage.
You look at Carol, and she's you know, a pretty calm looking gal. She wants to go for the menage a trois.
She wants to party like
that
it's 1999.
Girl, 1999. That a girl, Carol. God bless your little sex-starved heart. Okay.
Then. Scott will take you to the love store.
No, I can't do that, but good talk. Okay. Then finally, we've got Gene the Pops Machine.
Oh, we know Pops got 600 entries coming.
He's got one for this. He's got one because in the live chat. And guess what, ladies and germs?
Oh, we got a video as well.
We have another video. Let's take a look at Pops.
Another video.
Never-ending video escalates, which doesn't mean anything.
It escalates. You mean escapade?
It's a car, really.
How about escapade?
Or an escapade.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't judge me because I don't know what I'm talking about. It doesn't mean anything. Here we go. Here's Pops' thing.
But I love Las Vegas. I love the splendor and majesty of the high-end properties. Even though I spend most of my time with the riffraff hanging out downtown on Fremont Street, I've been lucky all my life in everything I do. Lucky in gambling, lucky in love. I was lucky in 2012 when I won playing slots at the Golden Nugget. I was lucky in 2014 playing slots at Suncoast.
He didn't cheat this time.
I won this Vegas Video Network Visor when I had a Never Drink Only contest.
Yes.
I was lucky playing slots last week. I was lucky That's when I won doing. Scott Whitney's
Fuck you,
Brett. CD. Did I mention when I was lucky playing slots last weekend?
Were you in town last weekend, Pops?
I was even lucky enough to get my CD autographed by Scott and Brett. And winning just doesn't stop. If anybody's seen any one of my nearly 300 videos on my YouTube channel,
look at him. Now he's pitching his own YouTube channel. Good God.
Signing out.
Yeah. All right,
Pops, you're cracking
me up.
Good stuff, Pops.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to take one of his entries and rip it in half. Because we charge for advertising.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to rip one of his. No, that's okay. So he wrote War and Peace.
Oh, good Lord, he did.
And we're not going to read it.
None of it?
Because, do you see anything there that you really want to read? It's so long. I'm looking for.
He does talk about a fanny pack.
I'm looking for. Well. That's kind of in concert with what we're talking about.
He says, personally, I don't own a fanny pack, wouldn't be caught dead on a Vespa, and always rent a car when I'm in Vegas, only going to the Strip to show newbies the sights. Otherwise, you'll find me and my queen hanging out at Sam's Town, the Rampart, the Suncoast, the Red Rock, the Gold Coast, and the Orleans.
He's off strip guy.
We prefer the low life. I thought that those are all low life because the people are friendlier and there are so many more of them to party with. Thanks for all you do.
Sure.
I'm not sure if I enjoy the laughter more, the great information more, but for a certain part of the week without the Living in Las Vegas podcast makes for an empty, lame, boring Tuesday night. I'm having a ball, playing along. Thanks for tolerating me, your future neighbor.
Oh,
shit.
Let me just say this.
Hey, I got a house
Don't
for sale.
Don't you ever threaten me again.
I got a house for sale.
I will not be threatened by your type. All right, so there's an example of Pops getting a triple entry. Because he's smarter.
I just met two of my neighbors. They've only lived in the house, three houses down, for 11 years.
Right.
And I've lived there for 15, and we just officially met last night.
Right. And
when radio went over to pee on the guy's foot.
Oh, I thought you might have met at the love store.
No, come on,
that's comedy gold. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, we're good. We finally got all the entries.
Yeah, we have 443 entries.
We're going to miss
here.
The entry because of that.
Literally, so many entries that we've got. It's up here. Are you ready?
Great.
Here we go.
We're going right here. It's stuck to my finger, and the winner is...
What have we got?
Monica Fagan!
Monica could win either some CDs...
Have we...
Or a visor...
Have we seen a picture of Monica?
Got me. No, but I think she's won before.
Okay. Congratulations to Monica.
Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Moi.
Have a drink on
That's
me.
Special. Okay, and there it is. Ready? Boink. There it is.
Oh, wow.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
ready?
Interesting.
Have you looked at... Don't look. Have you looked? You've looked, right?
I did, but I think I sort of recognize it. I didn't recognize the name, but I sort of kind of think I know where it's at.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Here we go. Hint numero unski. It has a certain adhesive vibe to it. It has a certain... adhesive vibe to it. Let me just say something, by the way. I really like writing these. It's one of my small little pleasures in life. Hint number two. Hopefully, you don't have to post this thing, which is the name of the bar, because you were arrested for drinking too much. Hopefully, you don't have to post this, which is the name of the bar, because you've been arrested for drinking too much. What do you have to post if you get arrested? Number three, any good researcher will recognize that this bar is located in the same location, same casino, as last Have a Drink on Me. Clearly, I took two pictures, and I'm using them back to back.
But it's over 3 weeks.
Don't push me on this. Any good researcher, any good researcher will recognize that this bar is located in the same casino as last week's Have a Drink.
And ironically, one of the clues from last week also has the name of the bar in it.
I was going to put that on one of my clues, and I'm like, no, okay. I'm going to do the hope you're not arrested joke instead.
Okay.
I went that way. But that was I had that for number two.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, the person who named the bar from last week is the name of this bar.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
That's right. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. And that wraps up the big show, ladies.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Fork inserted at 1 hour and 24 minutes. Well, it's a tie. It is a freaking push.
What?
It's 84 minutes.
Come on, you gotta love that.
It is a push. We have a push.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys want to reach out to our show and you want to send us a question that we can answer on air, send your question
to... Oh, just went over.
On air... Quiet. Oh, on air Q at livinginlv.com. That's on air Q at livinginlv.com. Hey, if you want to send us a voicemail, we would love for you to do that. And you know what? You'll become super famous and sexy and all that kind of stuff. Here's how you do it. You go to our homepage, see that little red tab. You click it on the right side. Boink, little thing pops up. You click that green button and you start talking. Of course, you have to have a microphone on your computer, but of course, you knew that because you're super smart and everything. Hey, if you're checking this out on the iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If you're checking this out on the YouTube, please share it with folks and give us a thumb up and all that kind of stuff. Plus, thanks for checking us out on Roku. 31,000, almost 500 people who have downloaded our thing. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV, and of course, the Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Whitney. That there is your Brett Grant. He's the best looking man on that side of the whole thing. That's all I can give you. I can't give him more than that. He gets all pompous and wants to go to the love store with me, and I won't have
it. You will not have it.
I won't have it.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
I'll drive.
I'm in.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Take care, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Ticket.